This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Jackson's going to get it.
Two.
Jackson throws.
Baltimore's top single caller perform.
Like you said, you know, every loss is frustrating. Yeah, because we've been doing so good. You know, offensive side of the ball, defensive side of the ball. We just been putting points on the board, keeping teams out of the end zone. We just got to play better. You know, we wasn't converting on third down, obviously. You know, we got to do a better job at that. Sometimes we got a couple penalties here and there, push us back further, back or something like that. We just got to do a better job at withstanding that.
23-38. 289, two touchdowns, 101.8 rating, passer rating. He also ran the football eight times for 46 yards. Lamar Jackson performance yesterday. Again, Ed, the guy's just a franchise quarterback. I mean, that's however you want to label him, categorize him, doesn't matter. He's definitely a franchise quarterback. He just looks in such control now of this offense.
Yeah, he really does look like everything's slowed. It's like these guys at that level, whatever sport it is, it's like when Machado started becoming who he is.
Right.
Everything looked too easy for him. When people thought he was lazy, I just think he knew what he could do. So he would hold the ball for 2 seconds because he knew he had a rifle he was going to throw you out anyway. Lamar's like that. Everything seems, it's slow motion for him. You see defenders chasing him, and he's clearly not harried by this at all. He just, okay.
What about the last play where he avoided one tackler, then he did a head fake, had the other guy fly out of the way, then another guy was coming his way, he just kind of pump fakes and lets him go by, then makes the throw. All of this for the throw.
I think he gets all that done when the offensive line gives him a second. And I'm not even talking like a lot of time to analyze the field. Like he goes through his progressions fairly well, and when things break down, he starts identifying guys down the field that he wants to go to, and he'll start pointing fingers. Like when the pass rush gets to him right away, sometimes he can step through it, but you know, there at other times you're watching him, and exactly what you're talking about, it looks like he's playing at a different speed than everyone else, or at least got him slowed down a bit. It's just crazy.
Yeah, I thought his performance yesterday good enough to win. Ravens didn't get the win, however. Did get sacked three times for a loss of 26 yards. 24 points by this Baltimore Ravens team, which is kind of under what you expect them to do. Point total. He also missed, I think you pointed out, Ed, Zay Flowers. I was talking to some friends of mine. Zay Flowers, when he first ran that route, if you notice, every other ball that Lamar Jackson threw him after that, he put it on him. He didn't lead him.
Mm-hmm.
And when Zay ran that route, if you watch the replay on that, it looked as if Zay was expecting Lamar to throw it on him. Lamar let him because he didn't turn it on until the ball went up in the air. So I think there was probably a miscommunication on that.
Absolutely.
Because every other ball that was deep, he put it on him. He didn't lead him. It was wide open.
Yeah. He also has this knack. Yeah, watch him when he does the instep, meaning if he's rolling right, he'll do that little instep to the left like he's going to go, pause for a second, and break out while your momentum's going. The stop and go for him is just fantastic. And even watch, I like when the one play broke down and they were clearly in man-to-man, he just took off. And you're like, okay, he's running for daylight. He tried to get all he could and eventually dives head first. But yeah, look, I don't have a lot of bad things to say about Lamar and yesterday's game. It's one of those weird things. You come away after having all these wins in a row and you lose to an inferior opponent. Yeah, you feel like crap now because you look around the league and you have the same record as teams that you didn't think were good.
5-3. Big difference. 5-3. 5-3 makes you wake up thinking, man, now we're chasing again.
And now the Steelers are in first place headed into the night against the Giants.
Exactly. But this league is bipolar.
Yeah.
They can lose tonight to the Giants.
Hey, look, the league's been drunk, man. And I'm not just saying that because I can't pick a damn game to save my life the past 3 weeks. This has been just watching the games. Like, you'll see a team jump out to a 10-0 lead, and it's like they forgot how to play football. Going, what's happening now?
Yeah, you saw that with the Dolphins yesterday.
The Dolphins, the Bengals jumped out to an early lead with the Jamar Chase touchdown.
They did.
And then they said, oh, is that enough? No, no, no. They're going to score 38. You might want to score more because your defense is atrocious.
Yeah.
A lot of 6-2 teams. Yeah. Ravens have 5-3.
The Bills. Beat the Bills, and now they're still back in front of you because
the Texans 6-2. The Chiefs, of course, 7-0. Commanders, Lions, Packers. All 6-2.
You beat the Commanders. The team that you beat are now, I know it's the NFC, but ahead of you now.
Yeah.
By the way, the Commanders game, there's never been a better finish, more exciting finish for a boring game.
Mm-hmm.
The last two possessions, the Bears possession and then the Commanders possession. If you just watched those two possessions, you would have thought that was an exciting game. It wasn't.
Let me tell you, that kid, he could throw a deep pass. Like, that's not common.
That's with bad ribs.
Yeah, that's not common.
Yeah, because, the Hail Mary was short of the end zone, but it's
still
it
68 yards in the air.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I mean, besides that, though, when he's had receivers open, like, forgetting that, he drops it, like, in a basket, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 50, 60 yards down. He's going to be really good.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Rashawn. What's up, man?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Good morning.
Man, tough loss, man. We beat ourselves again, man.
Why are your cornerbacks acting like bitches, man? Trayvon Diggs going after a media member for saying, what is Trayvon Diggs doing on this play? And he comes out and says, you ain't me. You can't be me. He's like, yeah, if I was, I'd be playing in the NFL, not writing stories about your sorry ass.
I mean, people got to watch what they say on Twitter, man. You know, they get confronted, man. The Cowboys players getting tired of all this. People running their mouth behind their backs and all that stuff, and we confront you, man.
He's not we. What do you mean we? You're out there confronting too? What
do you mean? I mean, not we. I mean,
talking about chokes fans at baseball games. So,
we.
Who took that picture of you and Trippy?
They had it.
They had it timed up. Did you have it timed up? Do you have your camera on a timer?
No, man. It was from a video. It was a still, though, man.
You know, that looks like a movie poster. It's hilarious. It's so honest.
Hey, I hope you make it back in Cleveland, from Cleveland One Piece, man. I know he's pissed off.
He went to Cleveland?
Yeah, he drove up there, man, to see that disaster. They should have left that Eddie Jackson guy up there, too, man. You know, where the hell has he come from? You know, hopefully Marlon and Nate back next week, man. He was getting scorched. He couldn't catch nothing. And then you had Todd Monken, man, with these trick plays he's trying to call, man. Just run the regular play, man. Just get the ball, hand the ball off to Henry up the middle. You know, and then everything that's went wrong could go wrong, man. Bateman dropping passes. I don't know if it was the sun in his eyes or he lost his footing. Man, it was just terrible all around, man.
I think it was a little bit of everything with Bateman. But the other part of this, too, I think everything stems from that first drive. You make that drive down the field and come away with nothing. And again, like, it's not a matter of going for it on fourth down or not, but on the road.
I love the call. I love the decision. I don't like the play.
See, I didn't like the decision there because I want to get points on the road, because if you do get stopped, now you're giving this stadium life. They're back into it. You take something away from it, get away with three. It's fine.
You don't like going for it?
I can't believe that. I didn't like going for it in that situation.
I can't believe
that. I would have taken the points and start the game.
Hey, check him, see if he has a temperature, fever.
He's a different person.
Yeah, no
things
doubt.
Are pissing him off.
Oh, my God.
Not used to this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.